Hey, this is John Ortberg, and we're traveling together through this journey of looking at how God made us to count, to make a difference. Here's my invitation for today. Today, look for God in small things. Part of the core of the Christian faith is the idea of the incarnation. And that's the thought that somehow God, who is far greater than the entire universe himself, made himself so small that he could compress his greatness into a little baby. So we find him not just in the vast and great and large, in the grandiose where we expect him to be. We find him in small things, in unexpected places. If you had to guess how many ants there are for every single person on earth, what would you guess? If you had to say, for each person, there's X number of ants. Go ahead, make your estimate. I did. I was way off. According to a quite recent study, there are about 2 million ants per person on Earth. That is something like 20 quadrillion ants in the world. And here's what's remarkable about that. Just as we think together about God, we were made to count, we want our lives to have an impact. But when we look at the scale of things, obviously that can never happen if it does not happen with God. There's a wonderful line in a book called Orthodoxy by G.K. Chesterton. When he talks about how God has the strength of vitality, Chesterton says, maybe the reasons there are so many daisies is not automatic necessity. Maybe God makes every daisy separately, but has never got tired of making them. Chesterton says, for we have sinned and grown old, and our Father is younger than we. And maybe it's that way with ants. Ants exist because they are created by God. They exist in the mind of God. God cares for all his creation. There is liberation that's going to come when the sons of God are revealed, we're told. God has something in plan for his creation. And then when I was thinking about this greatness of God, I was thinking about a line from Psalm 147. The psalmist says, how good it is to sing praises to our God. He determines the number of the stars and calls each of them by name. Great is our Lord and mighty in power. His understanding has no limits. He determines the number of stars. Now, the most recent thinking, best as I can ascertain it, is that in our particular galaxy, in the Milky Way galaxy, there is something on the order of 100 billion stars. That's one galaxy. It's currently thought there are something like 2 trillion galaxies. So there are something like 200 trillion billion stars, and God made every one of them. And it is not taxing or hard or confusing for God. He knows every star by name. And that's way more than there are ants. So then God could create every single ant separately and know every one of them by name and love them, not just as a mass. The biomass of ants is more than that of wild mammals and birds combined. But every one of us, this is our God, is known by God and delighted in and cared for by God. There is no place where God is present and where God is not concerned. And that's why every human being needs to know they are made in God's image and loved by this God. And it deserves the very best we have to give it our best efforts and our best thoughts and our best servanthood and great urgency to life, and at the same time have a great confidence that God knows what he's doing. And ultimately, his vast project that is the universe does not depend on us, but on him. So the invitation of the day is, find him in the small moments, which doesn't mean they don't matter or that you can be lax. Bring your best to those small moments. Bring the best you have. So this is your task, God. We tell you your task today. Find God in this moment, in this word, in this errand, in this email, in preparing this food. And then another moment will come, and you'll talk to somebody, or you'll turn on your computer, or you will get into your car, or you will care for a child, or you will make a bed, or you will wash a dish, or you will call a meeting. And God will be there, and God will have a task for you. God knows you by name, like he knows all 200 sextillion stars and all 40 quadrillion ants. And he cares for you more than he cares about all of them put together. You matter immensely to God, enough for him to communicate himself to you through the person of Jesus, and through scripture, and through friends, and through creation, through stars and ants, and through these words right now. It's no accident we're talking. So you find God in small things. Give your absolute best to him. Be devoted. Your best thoughts, your best dreaming, your best intentions, your best prayer, your best energy, your best rest, your best love to small moments. You have no idea how God will use them. So make this moment count.
You've been listening to Become New with John Ortberg, where you can receive 10 minutes of daily teaching about the person you're becoming. If you like what you're hearing, you can head on over to our website, becomenew.com, where John has over 700 10-minute teachings cataloged in 20 different series covering a range of topics you might be interested in. If you have a prayer request, there's a team of us who meet each weekday to pray for listeners just like yourself. You can send your specific request to us at the number 855-888-0444. I'm glad you're here, and we'll catch you next time.